as we heard the psalm today, I couldn't help but thinking that psalm must have resonated in the minds of Christians who were persecuted throughout the ages. And I thought to myself particularly of the time of the Reformation and how the Catholic Church was suppressed, shrines knocked down and images and statues taken away, Our Lady of Walsingham burnt at Smithfield in London, and so on. And it says there, their axes have battered the wood of its doors, they have struck together with hatchets and pickaxes, O God, they have set your sanctuary on fire, they have razed and profaned the place where you dwell. And I hope that that psalm is an inspiration to many. It's a grim reminder to us of the sufferings of many throughout the world, Christian communities, other communities outside Christianity, that suffer persecution for faith. In the gospel, we see how that faith is rewarded by Jesus curing the servant of the centurion. All he said was, "Yes, Lord, I know what it is to be under orders. Just say the word, and it will happen." And Jesus speaks the word to him. And Jesus, you don't get many indications about Jesus's emotions in the gospel. You get where he's crying in the Garden of Gethsemane, but here we get an indication that he was astonished. He was astonished at the faith of this man. And in that astonishment, he realizes that here is a man of great faith, and his faith is rewarded. And we, of course, echo those words every time at Mass when the priest invites us to come forward for a Holy Communion, when he raises the precious blood and the body of Christ, and he says, "Behold the Lamb of God. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed." And let's hope and pray that we can have such faith as that centurion and the faith of those who are persecuted for the gospel throughout the world, to keep going despite everything and know that in the hands of God everything will be well.